Recorded Books and RB Digital present Aphrodite the Beauty, Goddess Girls Book 3 by Joan Holub and Suzanne Williams, narrated by Michi Barral. Chapter 1 Boy Trouble. Aphrodite slid into her seat in Mr. Cyclops' Heroology class just as the lyre bell sounded, signaling the start of another day at Mount Olympus Academy. As she tucked her long golden hair, which was threaded with pink ribbons, behind her delicate ears, she was aware that every godboy in class was watching her. She hoped that in her rush to get ready that morning, she hadn't smeared lipstick on her teeth. Lifting her chin, she smiled at one of the godboys. Because he was a centaur, and therefore part horse, he stood at the back of the room. With four legs, it was too difficult to sit in a chair. Dazzled by Aphrodite's attention and sparkling blue eyes, he blushed and glanced away. A few of the bolder godboys continued to gaze at her, however. Their adoration was plain to see. Ignoring them, Aphrodite reached into her bag and took out her Heroology text scroll. As the goddess girl of love and beauty, she'd grown used to such admiration. Took it for granted, in fact. All her life, godboys had found her enchantingly beautiful. It seemed they had only to look at her to fall hopelessly in love. That wasn't her fault, of course. It was just the way things were. Aphrodite glanced across the aisle at Athena, trying to get her attention. All week, the class discussions had centered around mortal maidens and youths. She wanted to ask if Athena had heard the intriguing rumors about a maiden on Earth who could run as swift as the wind, faster than any youth or even beast. But as usual, her friend's nose was buried in a text scroll. Before Aphrodite could call out to her, Medusa, who sat directly behind Athena, leaned across the aisle. Her head writhed with hissing green snakes instead of hair. Their tongues flicked in and out as she poked Aphrodite with one of her long green fingernails. "You are almost late," she sneered. "Troubles? Bubbles?" Medusa and her horrible sisters, Stheno and Euryale, never missed an opportunity to use the awful nickname to make fun of Aphrodite's sea foam origins. "Not really," Aphrodite muttered. She wasn't about to admit she'd overslept. It would only give Medusa another reason to poke fun at her, probably with jokes about her needing lots of beauty sleep. Fortunately, before her snaky green nemesis could say anything more, Mr. Cyclops finished with the student he'd been speaking to and stood up. As his humongous single eye swept the room, everyone fell silent. Aphrodite wondered what they'd be discussing today. Yesterday, their teacher had asked how much and what kind of help they thought gods should give to mortals they favored. Aphrodite, who enjoyed helping mortals in love, had hoped to talk about that, but the godboys in class had immediately steered the discussion toward weapons and war, topics that could never hold her interest for long. Reaching into her bag again, she pulled out her pink papyrus notepad and began to doodle little hearts all over the front with her favorite red feather pen. Mr. Cyclops cleared his throat.
"Today, I'd like you to consider the following question," he said. "Need mortal maidens always marry?"
Dropping her red feather pen in surprise, Aphrodite sat up straighter. Now this was an engaging question. She'd like to see the godboys try to make this into a discussion about weapons and war, she thought as she raised her hand high.
"Yes, Aphrodite," asked Mr. Cyclops.
"I wouldn't want to see any young maiden go unwed," she said. "Everyone should have a chance to fall in love."
"But what if the maiden would rather be alone?" Athena asked. "What if she has other interests, like traveling the world, or becoming a first-class scholar, or inventing things." Aphrodite smiled at her. Poor Athena. She'd never really had a boyfriend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?